It's time for our weekly tour of the Twittersphere. Our guide tonight is the eminent tweeter Tim Burrows. He is the content director for the media and marketing website Mumbrella. Tim, welcome to RN Drive.
Well, thank you very much. I'm not sure I'd go as far as eminent, but it's very kind of you to say so.
Well, I like to over-egg things as much as I can. Before we get into some of the week's highlights, what does your Twitter feed look like right now?
It's interesting, actually, because it's at that sort of period where there's a fair bit of activity internationally as well, isn't it? So I always feel completely overwhelmed when I just go to that main timeline and you see everything coming through. But yes, you know, with that mixture, people preparing for the weekend and an awful lot of talk still about politics and world events. And I have to say today a fair bit about Harrison Ford's plane crash and some terrible lines from various films which are now appropriate. And I'm glad to see that it looks like it's not quite as serious as it first looked. And that seems to be a feeling shared by much of Twitter.
Yes, that is the feeling of Twitter. There's been alarm, relief, updates. It's, you know, it's a moving story. Let's get to one of the stories that's been hashtagged all week and actually for a long period of time. This is I Stand for Mercy. What stood out to you?
Yeah, and there were so many individual tweets you could have picked out. So one I happened to pick out was from, you know, Will Anderson, who we know as a TV presenter and comedian. But his words were, "I've tried hard to find the right words to express everything I feel, but it's just too sad tonight. So I'll just say this, I stand for mercy." And I think he would have tweeted that before the sort of signals that perhaps there'll be yet another agonising delay. But it's been really interesting and quite moving watching that hashtag develop over, as you say, the last few weeks, and very divisive, you know, for the many, many people sort of arguing against the death penalty. You know, there are others who argue for it, although it does feel that as the moment seems to be drawing nearer, perhaps public opinion seems to be sort of shifting a bit more firmly towards that argument, that I stand for mercy hashtag.
You're quite right, though. I have certainly used it, and I've tweeted against the death penalty and also expressing profound sadness for these Australians that we all feel very, very connected to because they grew up in Australia, and I think that's the extra level of connection that we have with this particular execution. But I wonder, every time we do tweet about this, you do get the people responding who are really strongly in favour of the death penalty, and they are Australians.
Yeah, and I suppose it is one of those divisive issues that we have to recognise that people have a legitimate point of view which might not be the same as their own. You know, declaration of interest, I'm a long-term supporter of Amnesty International, so I'm against the death penalty in all circumstances. But, you know, we look at some surveys, and I know that, you know, depending how the question is asked, often influences the outcome. But it certainly suggests that there's a significant proportion of Australians who do believe that there are circumstances in which there should be a death penalty.
Changing pace a little, because I think I Stand for Mercy will be a big theme over the next 10 days, and we hope in a positive way at the end. But changing pace, how do you rate your work-life balance with Mumbrella?
Yeah, I think if you talk to most journalists, they tend to throw themselves into the work side of it, often at the expense of the life. But, you know, that's a choice many of us make. But yes, the reason for asking that is,
yes,
something that we kind of we found ourselves at the centre of a bit of a storm yesterday on Twitter and other social media. As one tweeter put it, grabs popcorn to enjoy the ensuing debate, which is I'd moderated a conference panel in Perth, actually, and a radio boss from a commercial radio network, a woman, in fact, made a few comments, fairly extraordinary comments, including the fact that to try and deter staff from getting pregnant, they had a big jar of condoms they gave out free and encouraged their staff to have sex with condoms. She also mentioned that at the staff Christmas party, they gave an award, the Angelina Jolie Award, for the person who's most benefited from pregnant women, for somebody who was offering some maternity cover while
oh
a colleague
my
was award.
Goodness.
So yes, that story has gone far and wide and really sort of sparked quite a debate about the very real issues that employers, particularly small employers, face when they lose somebody maternity leave who they value and have to deal deal with that versus the rights and issues of women wanting to come back into the workplace afterwards, and the need for workplaces to offer flexible working to benefit from the experience that they bring.
My guest on Twitterati today is Tim Burrows, the content director for the media and marketing website Mumbrella. How did Twitter respond to this story that you broke open? I think it was particularly odd because she was a woman. So what we think usually, it's the stereotype, but we assume that women in management roles are more sympathetic to working women than perhaps male bosses. That is an assumption we make. I'm making that very clear. But here was a woman leader actually taking a controversial position.
Look, my sense is that in some ways, because it came from a woman, it did lead to a more nuanced conversation in some places. You know, the comment thread on our story, which can be a fairly ferocious place at times, there was some balance there. Some people, sort of recognising that there was a serious point of view as well. And also others making the point that, people who'd had experience with this manager found her very supportive to women returning to work herself.
She was giving out condoms, for crying out loud. What is the signal that she's sending out to her workforce?
That's exactly the point, isn't it? You know, it is about signals. It's how would you feel if you were in that circumstance and you had to go and tell your boss that you were pregnant, knowing that was the atmosphere in your workplace. So clearly one tries to be fair to the manager in question, but it's not a good signal to be sending to your workforce at all.
I think that we're in furious agreement on that. Let's move to another one. Are you an Avengers fan?
I must admit, I'm not a feral Avengers fan.
What's a feral one?
Well, I think it's somebody who probably queues up on the very first day and maybe goes and sees the movie twice when it comes out, whereas I'm probably a bit more likely to catch it on the plane or something, I suspect.
So tell me, what is this marketing ploy that they've used, really exploiting Twitter as well?
Yes, it's been a big week for Avengers fans because a new trailer is out for Age of Ultron, which is the latest in the kind of sort of Avengers world. So the way that they launched it was a very clever piece of Twitter marketing. So there's a tweet from the @Avengers Twitter profile. It's go time, Marvelites. Tweet using #AvengersAssemble to unite and unlock an epic new Avengers Age of Ultron trailer. And then the link goes to a video where, it starts off at there's a little sign saying 100% unlocked. And then as people are gradually tweeting, it becomes 99, 98, until people tweeted about it enough and it went down to zero and they were able to watch what was actually rather a good trailer. So it was a clever piece of marketing. It got the fans behind it, infuriated a few who knew they were being manipulated, but still tweeted about it nonetheless.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Any publicity is good publicity. We know it to be true. So they got people talking about it and that's all they wanted to do.
Absolutely. It worked very well. And it's just a slightly new way of new way of doing it. And the thing is, because it's one of the first ones to do it that way, that's quite original and people will play along. But it will very quickly become tired because you could guarantee other brands will jump on that bandwagon because it has worked.
Now, who is your follow Friday? It's a sort of tradition here on RN Drive for our Twitterati guest to provide a follow Friday. Who's yours?
I think my first choice would be there's a technologist called Nick Hodges who's been entertaining me today and often does. He links to good stuff. And if you're looking to follow him, it's Nick without the K, so N-I-C, Hodges. Today his contribution was, and I thought I would never ever approve of a photo taken with a selfie stick again, but he posted a great picture.
They are convenient.
Well, they are, particularly if you want to capture a squirrel in the foreground of the picture, which he managed to share that image today, which got him onto my list.
That's a fantastic contribution. Thank you so much, Tim Burrows.
My pleasure.
And Tim Burrows, he's content director for media and marketing website Mumbrella. And incidentally, he tweets at Mumbrella. Next up, Sharon Van Etten joins me in the drawing room.